You may already know that SiriusXM brings you the deepest variety of commercial-free music for every genre and every mood, where you hear the biggest names in talk, entertainment, and comedy, and hundreds of hand-curated music channels designed to fit every mood.
Where you get news from every source, where you can listen to the newly launched Fish Radio, in addition to Jam On, Grateful Dead Radio, Pearl Jam Radio, Tom Petty Radio, and many more. Where you can listen to top comedy channels such as Kevin Hart's Laugh Out Loud Radio and Netflix's A Joke Radio and Sports Talk Radio from Barstool to ESPN and more to keep you up to date on the latest news in the sports world.
Most people think you need a car to enjoy SiriusXM, but you don't. Subscribe now to listen outside the car on your phone, online, and at home, and get your first 3 months for just a dollar. And if you're a Fish fan, which you probably are, you can get tour updates and shows being played, which are a good complement to our quick hits. Visit SiriusXM.com/HFpod to see offer details and to subscribe and start listening today. SiriusXM, no car required. All right, everybody, welcome to the Helping Friendly Podcast. This is a quick hit for the second night of Mohegan. I have a guest here, Michael. Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Thanks for joining. Thanks for offering to do this.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. Before we get into it, I just want to tell people, I said this yesterday and I'll mention it several more times. We have a listener survey that we just put out and we want to get your input. We want to hear what you think about Osiris and about our podcast and give us your feedback so we can make the all of our podcasts better. So that's all I want to say about that. Michael, how was last night? What was the tour like for you so far? Was this your first couple shows? Tell us about the context before we get into the music.
Okay. So, yeah, I jumped on tour third night of Camden, and last night was my final night of tour, so I did 7 shows, great week and a half.
Nice.
Little break off work. Last night was towards the top of the shows that I saw in the past week, so...
That's really cool. What was the we talked yesterday about the, you know, the contrast obviously between Fenway and Mohegan Sun in terms of just the enormity of Fenway and the intimacy of Mohegan Sun. It seems like that was affecting the music a little bit. Did you feel like that carried over into last night?
Yeah, I think so. Definitely a really small venue. First night of Mohegan, I was kind of page side up behind. I was about a yardstick away from touching the light rig on the first row of that upper deck, which is okay. Pretty cool. But then last night I was kind of like right behind Kuroda almost. I had one of the best Fish seats I've ever had. So last night was kind of the icing on the cake for me.
That's awesome. And what were some of your highlights of the first set? There were a couple good jams in there. What stood out to you in set one?
Well, first off, man, on an opener, you guys always say, might be fire, light opener.
Yeah.
The highlight of the first set to me was probably that stash that came about halfway through.
It was got pretty dark, right?
Yeah, when they started up the stash halfway through the first set, it kind of reminded me of that stash they played on the first night of tour is what came to mind in St. Louis that ended up being really awesome. I'm not sure if this one had as much legs as that one, but it was pretty close. It was a pretty darn good stash. And definitely one of my highlights of the entire show.
Nice. And what else from the first set stood out to you?
Well, they played Dog Stole Things for the first time in a while, I think. I'd never seen that song before, so it was cool to see something that you never see. Tell you the truth, the wingsuit had a pretty ripping solo at the end. It almost...
Yeah.
That song in this tour, it kind of seems like it's almost been getting up to like a Reba-style solo at the end. It went on for quite a while. That was kind of the thing with this show. There were no super long jams, but there were several 10 or 11 minute ones that were just compact and really good.
Yeah. Yeah. I love Wingsuit, and that version was pretty good. Yeah. Almost 11 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then a Bowie to close it out, which, you know, we've talked before about how Bowie sometimes seems to be something they just like run through these days. But it seemed like that was a pretty good version and it had some concentration in it.
Yeah, that was kind of another. That was coming next. That was kind of another standout part of the set. I think I saw one other Bowie on this the past week and a half. I'm not sure which show it was, but this was definitely standout to that version. It went a little bit longer, I think, and great way to end the set. Always.
Awesome. So, and then you guys are waiting for the second set to start, obviously, the two-night run, which has been pretty solid so far, and a pretty good party time opener. But tell us about the second set from your perspective.
I could say at first, I was at the show, actually, the past two shows with my father. He's a pretty big fan, becoming a pretty big fan with me. And I called the party time opener earlier in the day. Humble brag.
Nice.
Party time is awesome. I wanted that song. I hadn't seen it before. So that's exactly what I wanted last night. And then they went straight into Trap Dust, which it didn't get out too far, but they finished the song and then started up a kind of a section, jam section after the finish of the song.
I thought it was pretty cool. And yeah, not that long, but again, it seemed longer than it was, which is a cool thing. I think this tour that you were kind of mentioning that you can kind of feel, it feels like a much bigger jam than it is, which is kind of cool. It's just taking them less time to get to the nitty gritty, as it were.
Yeah, I think that's kind of what people aren't used to yet at this point. Everyone's looking for the long 20 minute plus jams, but honestly, I don't have many complaints at all about the past two nights. Only thing I have a little caveat about is the Ruby Waves was only like 3 minutes long, and I freaking love that song.
Yeah.
I want to see that pushed out in the next stretch of the tour, hopefully.
Yeah, they went into it for 5 or 6 minutes, then into Seven Below, then Stealing Time, then Piper, and then back into Ruby Waves. But it didn't feel like it was the same treatment that maybe it could be if they really stretched it out.
Sticking on that same sort of line, the Drift While You're Sleeping closer. It's kind of funny because a lot of people, even in the small venue, still aren't used to the Ghost of the Forest songs. I was fortunate enough to check out a Ghost of the Forest show in New York when they were around. I loved it. I loved the album. So I was psyched to hear Drift While You're Sleeping start up. It's funny, some people sit down, but then you look around halfway through the song, everyone's up dancing.
Yeah, that happened to me at Camden, when they played it at Camden. Everyone was sitting down, and then by the end, toward the end, people are back up, which is nice.
Yeah, it's got the big ending.
Yeah, and did you like the jam? Did it seem like it was pretty standard compared to Ghost of the Forest, or did it feel like they were put any extra effort into it?
I think they jammed a little bit more after the reggae sort of section than they had been usually. I have to re-listen. I'm not exactly sure after one listen there, but
yeah,
it wasn't too standard. There's definitely a little bit of a section there after the reggae where they jammed a little.
And then did you guys, it felt like the encore was sort of a pretty long and in-depth encore with, 3 or 4 songs, depending on how you count it. Did it feel, did that feel like an extra kind of extra little mini set for you there?
Yeah. Well, the second set ended around 11:30. And I know on the first night we were walking out of the venue after midnight. So I had an idea there might've been a longer encore coming, but didn't see what was coming. It was probably one of the better Fish encores I've ever seen. I've been never complaining about Bautzen. Saw It Again was a song that I never was a huge fan of, but it absolutely blew me away last night. And then with the Kung part inside of it, that was great. Yeah.
Nice. And then to end it with a Slave is a nice way to send you guys off into the casino.
Slave is always great. I have to say, Trey made some comments during Kung. I think he said about standing up during Separate, because I don't know if you heard this, but the casino there, they weren't letting anyone on the floor sit down ever. From the point that they walked in, everyone was standing the whole time. You know how at the Garden, everyone goes in and sits down on the floor.
Right.
So I think Trey was aware of this, and during Kong, he yelled, "Stand up!" during set break.
Nice. That's awesome. It seems like this is... Do you think this is a venue they'll go back to?
I don't know. I certainly enjoyed it. Personally, it doesn't really make a lot of sense to me. I'm from Connecticut. I live about an hour away from the casinos. They could have done 2 shows up in Hartford and fit twice or 3 times as many people in there. It was a hard ticket to get. I fortunately got lucky in the lottery this year between me and my dad, and we got some good seats to both shows.
Nice.
People who weren't getting in.
Who were getting in. I'm glad you did. And What jam do you want to leave people with from last night?
I was thinking about this again. I'm kind of torn between the Stash and Sad Again.
Oh, nice.
Stash is probably, I think it was the longest jam of the night. Let's do Sad Again. I think that was just dark and awesome.
All right.
Really weird.
That's awesome. All right, we're going to do it. I think that might be the first time that we've ever included a song from the encore in a quick hit. So that's a milestone for us. So thanks for joining us, Michael, and sharing your perspective.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I'll do it again sometime.
All right. Thanks, Michael, for joining us. And as you heard at the top, we have a special offer. If you're not a subscriber to SiriusXM and you want to hear Fish Radio, Grateful Dead Radio, all the other things, you can get 3 months for a dollar, SiriusXM.com/HFpod. And thanks for tuning in. Keep the feedback and thoughts coming. And we'll see you all after the first night of Alpine. Be safe out there. Have fun.
Oh,
Have you ever found yourself wondering, what else can I listen to on the Osiris Network? Here's another great podcast you can check out.
Hey, what's up? This is Mike Fenoya, host of Amigos Podcast here on the Osiris Network. What is Amigos Podcast? Well, I am a stand-up comedian, writer for True TV's Impractical Jokers, and a music freak. So I invite my pals to come talk music, comedy, and everything in between. So if you want to come hang, we'd love to have you. Thank you.